Welcome back. Wildcat basketball on KXEO. Kind of odd saying that, having a hard time with it, but I'll tell you what, the fans are certainly filing in here. And if you're listening at home on 1340 and the reception starts getting a little wheezy as we start getting toward the darkness, you can go online to KXEO.com and listen to it on the stream. Thanks to Mammoth's Heating and Cooling.
Good game going here so far. Team's
little 10-0 run here from Montgomery.
Right. Other than the two threes from Henry Hybe, nobody else has scored for Priory. You've got three players in the book for Montgomery County. Tyler Irwin, Jacob Stellwagen, and 6 points by Clayton Parker.
Here comes the quick guard, Temprano. Hands it off to Gonzalez, to Garcia, right side. A lot more, better ball movement here early. Up top for Gonzalez, tries to roll down the block. They cut him off. Looking for help. They get it out top for Garcia. Now left side for Temprano. Up top for Gonzalez. Three ball is short. Tipped out and controlled by Garcia. Right back to Temprano. Three ball won't go. Rebound going back to Montgomery.
Clayton Parker is going to come back into the game for Montgomery County. He'll check in for Sean Rogers. So a little rest for Clayton there.
Little extra 31 seconds. And every second counts, as you and I know only too well in playoff basketball. Coming across the timeline, it's Lou into the circle. Works left side. Hands it for Rogers, up top for Irwin, right side for Parker on the wing. Now back to Irwin. He thought about the three, back to Parker.
Alone.
He'll take it into the paint, dump it off, left side, three ball up, no good. Put back, won't go for Stellwagen. As he caught it and fell backwards. Left side, Temprano for a three, no good. Rebound out to Garcia, and we've got an injured player who was slow to get back to the play.
And I think that's actually Jack Parent,
yep,
who is injured right now.
Went to the floor. They called blow the whistle.
He's back up now, kind of grabbing at his knee a little bit.
And they've also got blood on a Montgomery County player, so he's going to have to quickly change, and does so. He was on his undershirt. And he quickly takes the undershirt off, and that's Stellwagen. He's back out.
Still hadn't gotten his jersey down.
He's still trying to figure that out.
There he goes. modest at Priory.
Yes. So Priory will inbound on the far side. Gonzalez into the backcourt. He'll go for Temprano. 6:47 left in the second. Left side for Parrott on the wing. Up to the elbow for Hibby. Hands it off for Gonzalez. Christian works inside, uses his size, but can't do anything with it. Now to Garcia. Now to Temprano. Right side for Gonzalez. He'll take the three and missed it, but long rebound. They're getting a lot of extra boards here early in this second. Temprano with it now. High right wing. Works to the elbow, now to the circle. Cut off, they kick it down low, and it's stolen away by Irwin.
Another turnover for Priory.
Good help defense. They get it back to Irwin. Catch and shoot. Three won't go. Temprano on the weak side. Wants to push. Now to Hibby for a three, and he hit it.
That's the third three-pointer for Henry Hybe, and first score for Priory since the first quarter.
As I said, he averages 10 a game. He's almost there already. 12-9. Parker with it, looking for help. Still looking. Now to Irwin up top at the free throw line. Had knocked away. It's on the floor. Still on the floor, and it'll be a jump ball. Tyler wasn't quite aware of traffic around him, and defender came from the backside and knocked it out of his hands.
And Priory pounced on it.
Back to the Wildcats here as Lou will inbound underneath his own basket. Out to Irwin on the wing. Tyler drives inside, then has it knocked away, got it back, takes it inside, tries to throw it underneath, and that's a foul on Clayton Parker, who got on the top of Gonzalez.
Yeah, he wasn't going to be able to handle him on his back, that's for sure. He went down.
Rogers checks into the game, and Tyler Irwin takes a seat. We haven't talked about Isaiah Thomas, the 6-foot junior guard. He's hurt and out for the rest of the year.
Yep, had an injury a while back.
Gonzalez.
That's unfortunate.
Picks it up at the timeline. Across to Garcia, back to Gonzalez. Left side for Temprano. Up top, Hybe. Controls it on a loose ball. Back to Garcia. Left side for Temprano. Top of the block, they'll go for Parent. Looking for a cutter. Back to Temprano. High right elbow. Now to the circle for Garcia. Back up top for Gonzalez. Three ball is good.
Well, we have the first priority player other than Henry Bybee in the scorebook.
12 all here at the 4:30 mark. Montgomery County hands it off left side for Rogers. Now into the wing for Stellwagen. Right side they go for Lou. Mason with the drive, cut off. Now down low for Parker. He gets double teamed, takes it inside, shot up and in.
Breaks the tie. 8 points for Clayton Parker.
Garcia up top for Hybe. Right side for Temprano. Right wing. Tries to drive into the block. Now hands it off for Hybe. Henry back to Temprano. Left elbow. Now back to the circle. Tries to go down the block. Cut off. Gives it to Gonzalez for a three. Hit it.
A little bit of a heat check there for Gonzalez.
Yep.
Starting to get on fire.
He can shoot it from college range. That was close to NBA range.
Logo land.
Coming back the other way. They get it to Parker. Inside and he walked. Yep. Took the extra step. Priory with the lead here, 15-14. They get it up top for Garcia, high on the right elbow. Left side for Temprano. Now up top for Parent. Left side for Gonzalez. Tries to drive down the block, goes around his man, layup, left it short. Parker with the rebound. Coming back the other way, and a foul here on a reach. Who'd they get?
Well, they're going to end up getting Miles Idenis Garcia.
So Montgomery County to inbound underneath their own basket. Into the wing, they'll go for Stellwagen. Pulls up from 14, left it short. Gonzalez with the rebound. Quickly ahead for Temprano, down on the baseline for Parent. Back out top, three ball from Garcia, good.
Well, Priory doesn't do anything but hit threes, apparently.
Yep, 18-14. Montgomery County to Stellwagen. High right side, looking for Parker. Out on the right wing, back up top for a three to answer, no good. Gonzalez with the rebound, quickly ahead for Temprano. Left side for Garcia, three ball no good, rebounded by Montgomery County as Rogers comes down with it. Jay fans out, then down low for Parker. Double teamed, takes it inside, got hit a couple of times, and then across for Lou. He lost the handle, got it back. Now he's lost the handle again, got it back out to the corner. Three ball, too strong. And rebounded by Parent. And a timeout. Priory. We'll take a timeout as well. Ravens 18, Wildcats 14 on AM 1340, The Rock. Welcome back. Quarterfinal action. here in Fulton. One of these teams is going to the big dance.
Two-possession game right now, but Montgomery County is in desperate need of a score. They would like to get a stop here of Priori, who's just taken a timeout.
Been an up-and-down affair, but you wouldn't know it from the score. 32 points between the two teams as Gonzalez will take the inbound. Comes across the timeline, now guarded by Irwin. Goes around him, down the block, gets cut off. Now guarded by Parker. Step back three, no good. Rebound is controlled by the Wildcats. Stellwagen brings it down after the board. High left elbow, gives it off for Irwin. Tyler hands it back to Parker. He'll take the three, no good. Rebound underneath Mason Liu. Lost the handle, got it back. Up top for Rogers. Jay, the 6 foot junior guard, works left side. Hands it off for Stellwagen. Jacob, cross for Liu, right side for Irwin. Back,
mishandled the pass.
Yep. Irwin just kind of left it there, and it just fell right where it hit Stellwagen's knee out of bounds. Under a minute to go. Gonzalez across the timeline. Right side for Hybe. Back to Gonzalez. Up top, now left side for Garcia. Left wing. Top of the block for Parent. Right side for Hybe. Back to Parent. Back to Garcia. Now to Gonzalez with 18. Christian works high right elbow. Guarded by Liu. Now works with the floor. Takes it into the paint. Kicks it left side. Garcia, three ball, rims out. Stellwagen fouled from behind by Gonzalez. With 0.6 seconds.
That'll be Christian Gonzalez's first foul. Do we have enough time to throw it in and then heave it up at the basket? We'll see.
Well, what you want to do is try and catch a runner, somebody in stride who's running toward the basket and just float it up. They get the baseball pass and it's over the backboard. That's the way the first half comes to a close. Priory 18, Montgomery County 14. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on AM 1340 KXEO Mexico. And Matt, before the game, we talked a little bit with Tracy Bottoms, the superintendent at Montgomery County R2, and he talked to us a little bit about the fact that they've got a no-tax bond issue up for
April the 2nd, it's going to be on the ballot.
Yep, and no tax basically means they're just going to extend it. Yeah, yep. No tax increase. They're just going to extend
the
old tax.
Right.
$8 million. They actually could ask for as much as $16 million. That's how they have much in debt that they could, debt level, debt ceiling, I guess I should say. They're only asking for $8. They're going to try and redo some HVAC stuff, some boiler room stuff. He just asked us to mention that to people listening in at home.
And we will have Dr. Bottoms on our Mixed Country 96 morning show here soon. He's going to talk a little bit more about that.
Yep, that's coming up on 9th doesn't sound right. He said the 9th to me, but that sounds like a Saturday.
Well, next week on Tuesday is the 5th.
Yeah, well, so today's the 3rd, 2nd, 3rd, so maybe not.
Friday?
Maybe not, there's a Friday.
Okay.
We'll get our math right.
Yeah,
it's what we do. 18-14. We'll come back and dissect the first half in just minutes. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on AM 1340 The Rock.